Early rising in early life makes one nervous. Clotilde is having your breakfast brought up. All right. I am feeling very old today, Amory, she would sigh, her face a rare cameo of pathos, her voice exquisitely modulated, her hands as facile as Bernard's. My nerves are on edge, on edge. We must leave this terrifying place tomorrow and go searching for sunshine. Amory's penetrating green eyes would look out through tangled hair at his mother. Even at this age, he had no illusions about her. Amory. Oh, yes. I want you to take a red-hot bath, as hot as you can bear it, and just relax your nerves. You can read in the tub if you wish. She fed him sections of the Fête Galante before he was 10. At 11, he could talk glibly, if rather reminiscently, of Brahms and Mozart and Beethoven. One afternoon, when left alone in the hotel at Hot Springs, he sampled his mother's apricot cordial, and as the taste pleased him, he became quite tipsy. This was fun for a while, but he essayed a cigarette in his exultation and succumbed to a vulgar plebeian reaction. Though this incident horrified Beatrice, it also secretly amused her and became part of what in a later generation would have been termed her line. This son of mine, he heard her tell a room full of awestruck, admiring women one day, is entirely sophisticated and quite charming,